It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, as per usual, we take your questions and we share them with everyone who's listening so that they can hear the predicaments that people face out there. And then we invite a pastor who's going to help us answer that question. And we do have Umfundisi who is standing by to answer our question for today. Remember, every time we do this, it is meant for your benefit, entirely for your benefit, or else you might miss out on having your question answered by a pastor. Not by me, but by a pastor. Our question for today is, how can Christianity claim exclusivity when other religions also claim to have the truth? How can Christianity claim exclusivity when other religions also claim to have the truth? Pastor Omega Biliga is here to answer our question. Mfundisi, take it away.
Thank you very much, my leader. It is very unique and very possible for the Christian to have exclusivity. In as much this question has come at the right time, and for one to ask this question, meaning they've seen one or two things out there in Christianity. Mm. And therefore, as I was trying to look and make my research properly, I came to learn that there are some teachings within Christianity and just even within a denomination that are different. But I can still register to you that in as much as we may have different denomination within Christianity, there are still things that keep us and help us to still remain inclusive. And among those I would register is that Christians believe that their God is alive.
I'm listening, Mfundisi.
Yes, Christians believe that their God is alive. And when we look at other religions, you discover that they maybe had only a teacher and a prophet, and those, they are co-founders of their religions are dead, are in the grave. But for us as Christians, we believe that Jesus died and he rose again. And we base this on the historical perspective, in the sense that the life of Jesus and his death and his resurrection. In Christianity, we believe in this, in the life of Christ Jesus. And we believe that he lived, he died on the cross and he resurrected. And right now we believe that Christ is among the living. Then from there, we learn about the Jesus' unique claims to divinity. We all believe as Christians that Jesus Christ was divine, which now help us to arrive at a point that we can say, you know, which help us to arrive and say Christianity centers on Jesus as God himself, which is not present in other religions. We can affirm this when we read in the book of John 8, verse 58, where Jesus himself, when he was on earth, he declared these words and he says, Before Abraham was, I am.
Yes.
Now, using God's own word, even in the book of, when we go back in the Old Testament times, in the book of Exodus 3, verse 14, the Bible says, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me. Now, this is the same. This is where now we see even the divinity, the claims of Christ being divine, and we as Christians being centered, our God or Christ being centered to believe that he was divine, was not just any other human being. He was not just a teacher, he was not just a prophet, but he was divine, of which we cannot find in other religions. Mm-hmm.
They all claim that their messiahs are divine.
They all claim that they are divine.
That's correct.
But the other thing I would register is that those, they do not have evidence. There is no proof of their messiahs being divine. Because when you talk of Christ Jesus, we're not just talking from without, but we are talking from within. Because even the historical itself, even the Bible itself gives us the claims. And when we come on the fulfillment part, Christ, we see the prophecy in the Old Testament, and we see in the New Testament, the prophecy was being what? Was being fulfilled. Before he was born, him being born, his birthplace was mentioned, his crucifixion was mentioned, and even his resurrection was also mentioned. But for these other prophets, or these other leaders that came about with the other religions out there, they can claim that, they claim that way, but they do not have evidence. So,
what kind of evidence are you referring to, Mfundisi?
The evidence I'm trying to maybe bring about here is evidence from the Word of God.
Right.
From the Bible.
So such as, could you give us an example of such evidence?
The evidence I just gave. The first one I gave was the first verse that I read from the book of John 8, verse 58. Where he says, I am, and when we read back again in the Old Testament, we are able again to pick up the same words that are said there, where we are able to see that he is what? He is God, and he is the I am. But
so,
for the others...
So you're saying Jesus' words are proof that Jesus is true and is the only truth. Is that what the pastor is saying?
That's what the pastor is saying. Jesus' words are true, and his words are life. Not
so,
only true.
So what do you say to people who are saying you can't be evidence of yourself? You need something external, outside of yourself, something independent of you, something objective, and hence they refer to objective evidence. Do we have objective evidence that does not depend on the scriptures?
That one, the evidence not from the scriptures, like I registered, mainly it is to do with other religions. But for us as Christians, basing our looking at our question that we're looking at,
right,
how we are unique and exclusive as Christians, those are things that we can find in all the denomination within Christianity.
I understand, Mfundisi. So
those are unique. That's what I was trying to raise about the uniqueness of Christianity, the things that we can find, the core doctrines that we can find in Christianity.
So remember, the person who was asking our question for today, Mfundisi, is asking, how can Christianity claim exclusivity when other religions also claim to have truth? Now, I read this when I was reading it. I read it to be very incomplete because it says exclusivity, but it doesn't say exclusivity of what. And when the person continues to write, the person continues to say, where other religions also claim to have truth, which implies that they meant to write exclusivity of truth, whereas other religions claim to have truth, which means it's the truth that this person is trying to establish, how we claim to have exclusive truth and yet others claim to have truth. Now, the question I wanted to ask is it true that Christianity is claiming to have the exclusive truth? Are we the only ones who have the truth?
Okay, thank you very much. On that one, I would say, on the part of truth, us alone as Christians, I would say, first of all, truth is universal.
No. My question is about whether we are the only ones that have truth.
Okay.
Does Christianity really claim to have exclusivity of truth? Is that true? Is that claim correct?
That claim is very much correct.
I ask this, Mfundisi, because Christianity evolved out of Judaism.
Okay.
Christianity as it is today cannot exist outside Judaism. The New Testament is unable to stand on its own without taking from the claims made in Judaism, in the Torah, and the Ketuvim, and so forth. So all the things that are said by Jesus, for example, he quotes the Jewish Torah or the Jewish scriptures. All that which Peter and Paul are quoting, they're quoting Jewish scriptures, which then suggests to me as a layperson, without Jewish scriptures, there can never be any Christianity. The very Christian that claims to be a Christian is claiming to be a Christian because this Christian Messiah was prophesied by Jewish scriptures. Right now, as you just spoke, you used Jewish scriptures and referenced Abraham. Without Jewish scriptures, there is no Abraham and there is no one to reference. Jesus is claimed to have been the son of David, and David is written about in Jewish scriptures. Without Jewish scriptures, there is no David to reference to. Again, I ask Mfundis, if Christianity relies on Jewish scriptures to exist, and Christianity holds that they find their basis on Jewish scriptures, and they claim to have the truth, as you're saying, they claim to have the truth, the statement that they have the exclusive truth can't possibly be true, is it?
On that one, I would still, I would register that, you know, for when you talk about the Jew, when you talk of, the Jewish, or the what is you've got the when you talk of maybe the these are Judaism and the Buddhism, you discover that there are quite a number of things that we as Christians claim to be truth, and they are evident enough in the Bible, in the whole Bible, and of which for them they don't stand on them. That's what I said, Kuli. The truth that we claim as Christians, because that is what we have selected to be the doctrine that we are going to move. We are going to move and base our Christian life on. So maybe before we progress, or before I conclude in this same question that you just asked me, before I give up a direct answer, let me just try to maybe give an example of one thing that I wanted to give. Like when we look at salvation, for us Christians, we believe that salvation is by grace of God, and grace is undeserved mercy. But when you look at when you look at other religions, you discover that, like the Muslims, you discover that salvation is by what? Being keeping the five pillars of Islam and doing good works. But for us, we believe that it's only by what? It is only by what? By salvation is by the grace of God. So now, salvation itself, you discover that for others, it's about following five pillars of Islam and doing good works. But for us, we believe that salvation is by grace. And the grace is not just from anywhere, but is the grace of what? The grace of God through Jesus Christ. That is where it comes. So there is this whole subject is a very complex, and it's very, yeah, but like I said, truth itself varies from place to place. What this one considers to be truth, this one might not consider it to be truth. But as we come up in Christianity, there's what we call doctrine, which guides us. That is where we can say and claim, saying what we have is what is the truth, and what others don't have is not what is not truth. But again, I think at their own level, it is a truth to them, but to, you know, what you may consider truth, my leader, to someone else, it might not be truth. But for us as Christians, the aspect of the death of Christ Jesus, his resurrection, salvation, those are what truth is for us. And that is where we base our core doctrine as Christianity. And this is what makes us to be unique or exclusive in the things of religion.
So the pastor is saying we are still exclusively the holders of truth, in spite of the fact that we derive our truth from the predecessor texts of the Torah, the Nevim, the Ketuvim, which is the entirety of the Tanakh. Are you suggesting that in spite of the fact that we derive our very being as Christianity from the pre-existing Tanakh, still you're saying we are exclusively the holders of the truth?
Is that what? Yes, because, okay, I think this one, the best example I can give is this. You've seen one person. Maybe let me give an example of an elder. Here's an elder is teaching a Bible class. Yeah, after teaching a Bible class, he teaches this young man of not smoking, not drinking, not committing adultery. And this young man has been taught the truth. And him being taught the truth, then from there, this young man tends to hold on the truth and even adds up on top of what the elder taught that one. Then the elder goes back and starts drinking beer. Then from there, this young man was taught the truth. He needs not to follow what the elder is doing, which is wrong, regardless of the elder being the one that taught him. So regardless, us getting from the post of us getting our first writings from those other religions, but the fact what I'm saying is now the truth, it's up to us to put what the truth is and move in the right and not still dwell and say, since we get from there, we should, meaning what they have is still truth. In that way.
Okay. All right.
On the way, they might have missed it. But if they have missed it, us, we have now the truth, and we need to move in the light and in the truth.
They missed it, and we didn't.
Inasmuch we learn or we get some teachings from them, does not mean that everything about them now is truth. That's what I was trying to explain on this part.
Okay.
I don't know how. Yes.
Okay. No. I'll take that, Mfundis. I hope the person who's asking is happy. I don't want to belabor this point because we are running out of time. Thank you very much, Mfundis. I appreciate your time. Looking forward to your answer for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you very much. Stay well.
Ngosi Mfundis.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.